This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I want to dive right into bringing it into regular conversations. A lot of us are mentally bankrupt when it comes to knowledge of this because people don't talk about it. And that's why I felt, let's start for the next month, inshallah. I want us to have discussions with different people. And let me first give a disclaimer. Please, if you have little children in the room or kids that are not age appropriate, they shouldn't be listening to such things. I would advise you, please ask them to leave the room right now. Find somebody, dump them with somebody. Because we are going to get a bit maybe X-rated and I cannot guarantee that how this discussion will go. And so because of that, you know, the person you'll be chummy with, you should be free to talk about what you like and what you don't like. So this thing about pleasuring your spouse, helping them achieve climax in intimacy, that it's a mutual thing. It's not about one person doing it, one bam, thank you, ma'am, it's all over. It's about both. It's about being fair and being equitable when it comes to everything in the relationship. So for me, I think it's really important to share these three books with you because I think they will help if you both read it and you both talk about it and talk realistically about what you can do and what you can't do. For women, of course, we all know, I know you're so eager to know what book I'm recommending. I'll get to you in a second. For women, we all know it's much harder for a woman to climax. For a man, you find the average time frame is between sometimes 30 seconds, 1 minute to about 5-7 minutes. It doesn't take them long because there is so much more going on in their head, visualizing fantasies and so on. So the way men think, of course, is so different from women. I was talking to someone who was sharing how difficult it is for her to climax. And this was years ago. And she said, it's easier to lay an egg than for her to climax. And it cracked me up because it's like, she's like, I kept pushing and trying everything, all the muscles, and nothing seemed to be working. Ladies, you all know what I'm talking about. But again, because of the baggage, because of the mind, that's also another thing that messes you up. That's why foreplay is so important. And foreplay doesn't begin just at that time when you're going to be intimate with one another. So let me just get all those curious people who want to know the three books I'm recommending. It's Kunyaza, Taste of Honey, and Women of Desire. Those three books by Habib. I swear to God, wallahi, I don't know him from Adam and Eve. I've sent him a message on Instagram just to say, you know what? Well done. I love this book. And that's it. I've never met him. We've never even spoken. So I'm not getting any commission from recommending this book. And there are a ton of other books available as well that will help you. Because for me, I believe in, you know, self-learning, evolving, upgrading, and improving in every aspect of my relationship. And that's why I try to share the little I have learned with you and kind of just maybe direct you on the path so that you can also discover. And what may be of interest to me obviously may not be to you and vice versa. But mine is just to suggest and yours is to go exploring. So intimacy, foreplay for women starts way, 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 way much earlier than at that time when you do want to get down and dirty. So it requires you to both be aware, you know, and start building up, flirting, giving compliments, gentle touch, a gentle kiss. So this is for the guys in the house. This is not just something that you do because that makes it a chore. That makes it like work, especially when it's one-sided. But when it's the holding hands, the hug, a bit of a squeeze here and there. Yeah, and a bit of touching of even where the sun don't shine. Like doing all sorts of things to try and build up the momentum. If you're not in the same city, do not consider that to mean you cannot be intimate. Yes, you may not be physically together, but you can do a lot. You can do what is called sexting, which is also building up to when you finally get together, where you send raunchy messages to one another, expressing what you want to do to them. And even pictures. However, with pictures, that's very dangerous today because you never know where it'll go. So sometimes using apps that are encrypted end to end may be safe to do live instead because that allows you to know, okay, this is just me, myself, and on my spouse, and there is no risk that some of those apps that I've downloaded, I've given them permission. You know, the person you'll be chummy with, you should be free to talk about what you like and what you don't like. So this thing about pleasuring your spouse, helping them achieve climax in intimacy, that it's a mutual thing. It's not about one person doing it, one bam, thank you, ma'am, it's all over. It's about both. It's about being fair and being equitable when it comes to everything in the relationship. So for me, I think it's really important to share these three books with you because I think they will help if you both read it and you both talk about it and talk realistically about what you can do and what you can't do. For women, of course, we all know, I know you're so eager to know what book I'm recommending. I'll get to you in a second. For women, we all know it's much harder for a woman to climax. For a man, you find the average time frame is between sometimes 30 seconds, 1 minute to about 5-7 minutes. It doesn't take them long because there is so much more going on in their head, visualizing fantasies and so on. So the way men think, of course, is so different from women. I was talking to someone who was sharing how difficult it is for her to climax. And this was years ago. And she said, it's easier to lay an egg than for her to climax. And it cracked me up because it's like, she's like, I kept pushing and trying everything, all the muscles, and nothing seemed to be working. Ladies, you all know what I'm talking about. But again, because of the baggage, because of the mind, that's also another thing that messes you up. That's why foreplay is so important. And foreplay doesn't begin just at that time when you're going to be intimate with one another. So let me just get all those curious people who want to know the three books I'm recommending. It's Kunyaza, Taste of Honey, and Women of Desire. Those three books by Habib. I swear to God, wallahi, I don't know him from Adam and Eve. I've sent him a message on Instagram just to say, you know what? Well done. I love this book. And that's it. I've never met him. We've never even spoken. So I'm not getting any commission from recommending this book. And there are a ton of other books available as well that will help you. Because for me, I believe in, you know, self-learning, evolving, upgrading, and improving in every aspect of my relationship. And that's why I try to share the little I have learned with you and kind of just maybe direct you on the path so that you can also discover. And what may be of interest to me obviously may not be to you, and vice versa. But mine is just to suggest, and yours is to go exploring.